It's February, day 20. Now, I'm going to cheat slightly here. Today's question is, what are some things we never get too old to enjoy? Well, I'm going to change that slightly to be, what's something that I never get too old to enjoy or too tired of? And it's going to be something that most people are probably going to hate, and that most people wouldn't be able to understand anyone getting any joy from. And it's guitar feedback. It doesn't necessarily just need to be a noise. You can use it skillfully and as another instrument even. You could do like the Warlocks do here to start a song with it. Or you can use it, as my old band, Just Fontaine, used to transition between two songs. So our first two songs when we used to play live used a bit of a wall of feedback to transition between the two songs.
Claude, even before the pain had dried, you were burning. I could see the fire in your eyes. But wasn't that the life you chose?
For me, especially, I like to use it as a layer, and not just maybe one, maybe two, three different tracks of different sounds and different effects on that feedback. Because you can, you know, the sweet spots of a guitar, and you stand in front of an amplifier, you can more or less ring different notes out of it without really touching anything. All you're doing is moving the air around in a different way, you know, in front of the speaker. So when I did Sunstroke Layers last year, the whole point of it being layers, the whole layers part was, it was different layers of feedback and process noise. I guess really, for me, it all comes from being a huge fan of the Velvet Underground and how much they used feedback as a texture, as a layer to add to the entire tonal assault that they used to do. I won't force you to listen to Sister Ray again, but the whole of the 17, 18 minutes of Sister Ray is guitars and electric organ basically feeding back, or on the edge of feeding back the whole time. It adds tension to things, but then you can have it under everything. So listen to this track, I Guess I'm Falling in Love. It starts off as the stereo version, and then I'm switching it into the mono, so you can just hear one side of the guitar track. And that guitar is constantly just on the edge of breaking up. It's just adding that extra wall of sound to the entire thing. But without doubt, my favourite track for really showing what I mean is Campaign for Real Rock by Edwin Collins. Because throughout this track, the guitar is literally on the very, very edge of breaking up. and that sound not being a melodic tone anymore or a layer, but cracking up and sparking everywhere. But he just holds it to the infinite moment. It's perfect use of feedback.
Dying, your fragile brains are putrefying. Prepackaged yes, yes, it's the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival, the truly detestable